Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the whole wide world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
I almost forgot my line there because we haven't done this in so long now.
I was about to say, yeah, we kind of did a bunch of recordings in like beginning of last month, actually. It's knocked out, what, three shows?
Not like the second week. Right?
Yeah.
Shit, probably four, because didn't we do beer week too?
Oh, shit, I think you're right.
Well, I did four then because we fucked up the timing of the 5 week schedule of last month,
right? Oh, that's what it was. Okay. Yeah, I did three with you, but you did.
Yeah, we didn't want to fuck up the schedule of our best of list, so I was like, fuck that. I'm just going to do a quick review then of the Jack Daniel's shit and then keep our best of shit coming towards the end of the year like it's supposed to be. Damn, yeah, I think we did. So we did like 3 to 4 episodes that one damn day then.
Yeah, knock those out.
Yeah. That was clutch too because I don't know if we would have found time.
Exactly. Now that had to happen, actually.
I'm glad that happened or whatever, because the holidays kicked in or whatever, and I lost track of a time like a motherfucker or whatever.
As Cody. Obligations, family, presents, gifts, all that shit, traveling.
Yeah, and as Cody saw, I was playing with a helmet for damn near 24 hours, so yeah. Like,
badass helmet. I see why.
I said that to a girl. She's like, you fucking nerd. I was just like, she was like, but you look like you're so happy. I was like, I am.
Goddamn right. That's like badass Mark V helmet. That's one of my favorite suits too from Iron Man.
Oh, that's one of the underrated ones. Possible. I mean, that was the first one where it was like really cool because the fucking briefcase turn is like
the brief. Come on, man! Remember that was the hook with the trailer too.
Yeah,
everybody went nuts. How cool that shit looked.
That's like top five right there. Like, Cody knows I love that one from Civil War. That motherfucker just stuck his finger in the shit.
Oh yeah,
like, that's what the fuck.
That's up there. Yeah, the one from Civil War. I read too. I also love at first Iron Man 2 when he's falling out the building after Loki throws his ass out.
Oh, Avengers!
He switches up midair. Yeah, Avengers.
Mm-hmm. I love that one too with the wrist bracelets or whatever and shit, and how it just like formed around him.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, badass.
That was Avengers. Yeah, okay. Iron Man 2 came out before first Avengers. So yeah. So Iron Man 2 was like the first time. Like I remember the first film. Like we thought that was cool. Him standing in the thing and.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's still great too. Yeah,
still great. Yeah. But goddamn, is that slow? Like yo, it's like Tony.
With the times.
It's like yo, Tony. You gonna be there? And he's like, yeah. I'm just getting prepped.
I do still think that Civil War was like the smoothest one though. That shit was so fucking slick.
Oh, the way
that shit came out of nowhere. I was like, oh, what the fuck?
That shit was so better.
Yeah.
I loved it too because he leaned his chair back too. And
yeah, he was just smooth. He was just casual as fuck. I was like, oh my God, that is awesome.
I don't think we give Robert Downey Jr. credit on his facial reactions when this shit happened. Mm-hmm. His facial reactions was just like, yo, just changing the whole suit and that little ass helicopter.
Smooth.
The way it formed around the finger to the whole arm and shit. Mm-hmm. Leaned back in the house. I was just like, yo, this shit gets better every time.
That shit was too slick.
It was too fucking slick or whatever. Oh. That was what those movies should have been based on, how they transformed and whatever. Iron Man 3 didn't do enough of that. I don't recall Avengers Age of Ultron doing enough of that neither.
Really. No, not that I recall. No. I don't remember any like cool, super cool transformation scenes.
Yeah, I want to say it was probably Iron Man 2, Civil War.
Or suit-up scenes, rather. Yeah.
Civil War, Infinity War, then I assume. Because when the whole nanobot shit, whatever, he did that shit fast. I said, oh, fuck me.
No, I love, the Endgame one was dope too, because it had the nanobot thing, but it was also combined with the physical stuff. The helmets all still came out physically. Like when they get ready to battle Thanos at the end, that was so badass.
The way the nanobots could form that shield when he was fighting Thanos, whatever, I was like, oh, I see why people wanted to take this shit from him.
Like, of course.
Oh, this man's dangerous.
Iron Man suit is the coolest fucking thing ever.
Oh my God.
It's actually the coolest thing ever. Like, legit.
Now Cody's seen that you can actually build this motherfucker.
Like, oh, yeah. Shit, game over now. All bets are off. I'm going to see me zipping through fucking LA skylines in a second. But to be hanging out at Randy's Donuts and shit.
That's probably why the military can't introduce that, because we still in the motherfuckers. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Leaving the country with it too, and everything. Yeah. It's like, yeah, you ain't finding me in this motherfucker.
Yeah, don't put that shit in our hand. We're gonna fuck up all kinds of shit. Yeah. Be a huge mistake.
I'm flying around the world in 24 hours. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
easily.
Like, yeah, I'm gonna do a loop de loop.
Yeah, and you know what? You know, as much shit that people gave Iron Man to, you're probably gonna see my ass sitting in a donut too, chilling.
That's what I'm saying. That's the first thing I'm gonna do. When I get my Iron Man suit, I'm going straight to Randy Donuts in Inglewood. I'm gonna be chilling right there.
Right there with a drink in my hand too.
All right. Maybe I have one of your little basic coffees down there, Randy Donuts.
Yeah. Hit me up with a twister real quick. You know what? I'm flying around the world trying a donut. And then your donut. Hopefully, the middle of Iron Man 2 doesn't happen where I get drunk in the fucking armor. Cannot have that happen. That is just.
They have to come down and take it away from your ass like War Machine did.
I don't need Cody showing up to my place talking about, yeah, I'm ready to take that from you. He's like, DJ, hit me with a beat while I kick his ass real quick.
Except I show up drunk too. Hey, what are you doing over there?
Hey, Cody, don't be cool. Check your hand out real quick. Let's just see what happens.
Hey, turn that whole fucking house up.
That's funny. Iron Man 2 might be the most realistic Iron Man film.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah.
Oh, the palladium's killing you, though. Eh, it was worth it.
Yeah. That's fine. I just keep drinking this. It'll clear it all up.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'll be okay.
He had his green toxins and shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
That's why Iron Man 2 was one of the most funnest. Honestly, as much flaws as it had or whatever shit.
I had fun with Iron Man 2. It's like my least favorite of the Iron Man movies, but I still like it. Enjoy it.
It has that blockbuster shit written all over it.
Fun, harmless entertainment, I think.
Hammer is fucking charming as shit in there. He's hilarious.
No, he's a fun villain. I like him. Yeah, he's fun.
I don't know what people was expecting from him. He ain't shit in the comics. he ain't shit neither. I mean, so, you know. All right, people. So, get off this Iron Man stuff, because you know why, Cody? It's my favorite phase to say, new year, new me.
Oh, boy. Here we go. I'm so glad I don't peruse around social media as much as I used to last time, because I used to see that shit day in, day fucking out, every goddamn year. I'm like, shut the fuck up. I think that's probably one of my most hated phrases.
No, I think it is.
It might be one of them.
I will say this. I feel like that has died down a lot since we started making
Maybe. I hope so.
Yeah.
I would hope so.
I don't see it as much. I'm sure there's people still out there. Just because I don't see it, clearly it's probably
Maybe people finally got a fucking grip. They finally realized, like, yeah, I'm going to be up the same old shit. It ain't no.
Yeah, because I'm going to be the thing. I'm definitely going to be the same me. I'm just going to be more advanced doing it. And it's going to be, and technology going to get better for me to even do it better now. So, whatever bullshit I was doing in 2025, I plan on bringing that same bullshit to 2026.
Yeah. Bringing that same energy.
Yeah, that same fucking energy, whatever. Matter of fact, it'd even be worse if I built this armor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's going to be much worse. Yeah, you get that full set. Oh, God. I'm going to be tuning into the news. That's all I'll say.
Don't let them motherfuckers develop legs that got flight control. That's all.
Oh, shit.
They get flight control, then it's over, then, because I'm going to be a card-carrying member of the NRA next or whatever going forward. How to put a fucking rocket launcher on this goddamn armor then, Cody. I'm just saying. I'm just like, you know, that shit's going to turn into Grand Theft Auto 3 or whatever. Put that cheat code in and get unlimited weapons.
Yeah.
So you're just going to be like, oh, shit.
Yeah, we all fucked.
Oh, yeah. I'm just letting you know in advance. Oh, shit.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. I get to put up a little cautionary measures now.
Well, I won't go to Culver City. I like Culver City, so.
No. Oh, okay. So we good then. All right, I'll be good then. Okay, that works too. All
right. Yeah, I like Culver
City. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Hey, they got good food spots there. I can't ruin that city. So
perfect.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm safe then. All right. Cool.
Yeah, a lot of people I know live there too, so I don't. You know. I don't
All right. We safe. All right. Cool. We safe.
Yeah. I'm thinking more of like a Barstow or Victorville and shit like that.
You know? Yeah, you can fuck that up. That's fine.
Yeah. I don't know. Hey, Cody, you want to go to Victorville real quick?
Like, nah. That's okay. I'll sit my friend JB over there. He hang out with him.
Man, I hear it's popping over there right now. Cole, you want to go?
Hopping. Hopping in Victorville.
Yeah, two words you never thought you'd hear.
Yeah, nope.
Old Poppin' Victorville.
I still don't believe I heard that shit.
Yeah, what about Bakersfield? Man, you want to go there?
Oh, hell no.
Isn't that where Tyrese was at in Fast and Furious?
I think so.
Or Barstow, whatever the fuck he was at. Yeah,
I think it was Bakersfield, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, he looked like he was having so much fun, right? I mean, his pockets wasn't empty, cuz, so he couldn't have been having too much fun. So.
You know, every time somebody brings up Bakersfield around like a group of people, you get a look or something like that. People start making faces.
I'll tell you this. What? Don't nobody live there because they want to.
No.
Like, you remember back in the day when we was growing up and you'd be like, oh man, and rappers or even any people that was regular people was trying, I was trapped in the hood. I was in the what do they call it? I was trapped in that wilderness or whatever, that forest, whatever. Those the South LA's, the Inglewood, the Watts, the Compton's, all those areas, that ain't the forest. The Bakersfield is. Hey, don't nobody want to be
that
there.
That no. Nah.
Yeah. Them other cities I just named, you would die to live there over fucking Bakersfield.
Yes, you would.
Because when you realize you would 15 miles just to get to a fucking local little mart to get some water, that's when you'll be like, yo, fuck this area. That really is like the devil's anus, I think.
It is, yeah. Mm. Isn't it a weird spot? It's like almost kind of borderline Central Valley in a way. It's like right before you enter that territory.
Yeah. It's like in the middle of fun.
Actually, yeah. Actually, right. Yeah, it's like sandwiched right there.
Yeah.
It's like a little void right there in the middle.
It's not the meat of the sandwich. It's like,
oh, hell no.
It's like a random ass topping you stuck, somebody stuck on a sandwich and you just took a bite of it and you went, what the fuck is that? And you lifted
it's like that shitty day old lettuce they leave out. It kind of turns a little brown.
What's a sandwich spot? Mike, Jersey Mike? Yeah,
Jersey Mike's.
Let's say that like Bakersfield is Mike's way. Actually, that might not be.
Or Quiznos.
Yeah, let's go Quiznos. Yeah, that's because they went out of business. So, yeah, I don't know what.
There you go, perfect.
Yeah, put on their sandwiches or whatever and shit, because I haven't been there in fucking probably 2 decades now.
Yeah, I think I'm in the same boat, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Two decades, yeah.
But, you know, you'd be like, oh, you took a bite. Oh, the meat is whatever. What the fuck is it? You lift the bread up, start moving the lettuce to the side, trying to figure out what the fuck they stuck in there, and you see some white thing on there, and you're like, what is that? I don't know what that is, but it's
squirted. I don't recognize this condiment right here. I don't know. Should I be eating this?
Squirted in my mouth weirdly, too. I didn't like that or whatever. It's still attached to my teeth and my gums. I don't know. Oh, that's Bakersfield.
Exactly.
And maybe it makes you take another bite and you just go, oh. Oh, perfect example. I got another one for you then. Went to this taco truck. Love this taco truck. Nico's Tacos. Oh, right by LAX. Great fucking taco. Them tacos are mind-blowingly good. I'm like crazy. I went there and got a four tacos. Let me get four of them carne asada tacos. And I said, let me try the burrito now. Let me get that to go. Let me get it to go. I got home. I took a bite of that bitch. I was going to save it for the morning, make a breakfast, but I took a bite of it. It tastes horrible. It wasn't even the same meat on the tacos. I was like, what's the difference here? I don't understand this or whatever. Like, what? And then I when I took another bite out of the car, I saw some white substance flowing around in it or whatever. I started chewing, trying to figure out what that was. I was like, that's not cheese. Is that sour cream? Why would they do that? That's an American way of doing that. And they're it's Latinos working there, and they straight from Mexico, and they talk about
straight Taco Bell del Taco action right there.
Yeah, and like they don't do that on the tacos, because when they say everything on the taco, you're like, but don't put this on it. And they're like, we don't do that, dude. We just put the onion, cilantro, and the salt. I was like, okay, perfect. So when you think that for the burrito, you're like thinking the same thing then, right? I saw that sour cream. I was like, didn't even want to finish it, dude. I threw that fucking burrito away. I was like, yeah, I don't even like this. This ain't good. That's Bakersfield for you.
Yeah. I've grown to understand, or not understand, rather, the importance of sour cream and taco or burrito-related dishes. Yeah. I used to tolerate this shit on sugar. I can't do that anymore now.
It's like putting ketchup on a hot dog, you know?
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
We used to do that as a kid because we thought it,
oh my you know, goodness. Thank you for saying that, sir.
Ketchup went on everything, you know? We was just like, yeah.
Turns out ketchup's like one of the worst fucking condiments. I can't stand ketchup nowadays.
It's like, no. You just put mustard and onions on it.
Mustard, that's it. Mustard, a little relish probably. Like you said, onions, yep.
Yeah, but my thing to go to on hot onions.
I gotta have mustard.
I gotta have mustard and onions.
At least mustard.
Yep. Them the only two ingredients I fucking need. I used to put drown that shit in ketchup. Only realized.
Yep, same here. Yep.
Disgusting, actually.
Yeah, that's fucking. Yeah. I think back sometimes. I used to eat some disgusting shit as a child, man. I used to put like ketchup on my eggs and shit like that.
I don't know how people did that.
How I tolerated that. That is the most disgusting fucking thing. That is so nasty.
I used to do something even probably just as worse that I look back on as disgusting. I put ketchup on fried fish, dude.
Oh shit!
Like Louisiana chicken or whatever, and they got like fish and chicken or whatever and shit, and they give you ketchup for the fries or whatever. You just pour it on the ketchup and the fish too, and you're like, oh, this tastes good. And then you realize, like, oh, that's the most disgusting thing you can fucking do. Whatever, it's like that's horrible.
No,
fucking disgusting. So yeah. Well, we just lost about 3,000 people that put ketchup on the
top. All those ketchup stands.
Oh, man. So, anyway. So, this month we're doing something a little different. We usually do our cocktail in the can month here. That, oh my God, my mind is so fucking blown right now, dude. How fucking great that is. This month we're doing, we're joining in on the fun with the Dry January.
Dry January. Last drop first, man. I'm excited.
Last drop first. So I guess it's kind of going to be harder because now we really got to look out of our wheelhouses. Obviously, this week wasn't hard for me. I'm curious to see what Cody does next week. This week wasn't hard for me because I've been talking about it for months now and I've been drinking it regularly. I drink it. It's like a staple now in my refrigerator. It's like a must have of these bottles and stuff like that. So really kind of excited, but also was kind of confused too when I added Cody on because I was like, I don't really know how to review this. So, I mean, because it kind of tells you what's on the bottle of what you're tasting. So, I mean, this will be a first, I guess, of a non-alcoholic beverage or whatever. But I guess it's kind of really no difference than the cocktails in the cans. Realistically, you just kind of describing how well it mixes and stuff. So, so this will be a different week or a different month, I should say. Doing the dry January, no liquor. I have not had a drink, Cody, in 3 days.
Nice.
So I not only am I doing it for the show, but I will be doing it for the month too to see. Let's see how long I can go. I
got alrighty. Okay, that's impressive, man.
I got some friends that's doing it. Day two, they was just like, "Hey, man, I just want to drink really bad." They using me as a support buddy, I guess. I'm like, "Damn, is it really that hard?" I was like, I guess so for the
I mean, you get accustomed
to a certain thing for so long, you know, have a little drink here, drink a day pretty much, and yeah, you just take that away like, oh shit. Jarring. It's like a ritual.
I can give you a quick thoughts too, by the way. I finally opened up the Bourbon County beer you praise so much.
Oh, the Cherry's Jubilee.
Cherry's Jubilee. I gotta tell you, dude, I don't know. I really cannot drink beer anymore now because that shit was so good. By the way, so good. That shit was so good. I gotta tell you,
that shit was delicious.
This is my problem with beer, and it's because I'm not fully into it as Cody is, or whatever and shit. I don't see the. I guess you could say that about any liquor, though, whatever and shit. So I guess it really is just more so just branching out and buying it. But then I start to realize, like, once you stay in your niche, like Cody's beer and I'm whiskey or whatever, it's like, do you really want to branch out to spend more money, I guess? And the answer to that is, if you drink enough of it and it's really good, then yes, obviously you would, whatever shit. And beer is not really pricey per se if you like spulging every now and then or whatever and stuff. Mm-hmm. But here's my thing, though, Cody. And coming from a noob as myself in the beer world or whatever, so tell me if you thought this when you first got into it, maybe. I drank this beer. I poured it. Was that Christmas? No, actually, it was New Year's. Yeah, it was New Year's. New Year's Eve. Because we was doing a prime rib and shit like that. So I was like, oh, nice. Beer.
Perfect.
Mad at. I'm open that. And then I'm open up something rare for dinner. Start off with the beer. I poured it. The cherries is just right away. Mm-hmm. Like, you just, the cherries are like right. Like, it's just like, I don't remember if you said this. It was like a cherry bomb, though, like a cherry.
Yeah, like, it was like a cherry pie. Yeah.
Yeah, like a liquor version of a cherry cola minus the sugar. Like, as Cody said too, the bourbon county notes are still there. I gotta tell you, man, it was so fucking good. It made me not really care to drink any other beer, to be honest.
It's like that sometimes, man.
Especially when you get a quality Bourbon County pour, because you know Bourbon County is fucking killer already. But yeah, when you get something that just kind of like elevates it a little bit, oh yeah, it's just pretty much game over.
I went to Total Wine that same day to go find one, dude. They ain't had no more.
Yeah,
they didn't have one. So I'm really upset about that. So I have to tell you, it really made it difficult to me, someone who doesn't drink beer as much, to try to get into beer more when all I want is that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So like
makes a lot of sense.
I want this cherry bourbon aged bomb just filled with that. I want something in that realm. It ain't even gotta be cherry now. It could be blueberry. It could be raspberry. It could be whatever fucking fruit or whatever, but it needs to be in that realm of this or whatever.
Right, right, right.
Kind of how I felt when you gave me the floating in space or whatever. It's like, I want my sour ales like this. They need to be like that now, you know? So and I started thinking about it. I was sipping it. I was sitting at the table. And I was just sitting there quiet too. And I was just like, I don't really know how to feel about this problem I'm having with beer right now. And this problem is, or whatever, is like, I just want this.
That's the problem.
It's fucking limited.
Maybe you like what you like. You ain't going to be branching out, but shit.
Yeah. So I will say this. This year's Bourbon County Hunt was very well. Granted, I haven't opened that double barrel one yet. I'm actually saving.
Oh, yeah. I'm interested to hear your thoughts on that.
I'm saving that one with Cody. I want to do that one with him, or whatever. So
I appreciate that. Hell yeah.
I found another Eagle Rare one too. I had, by the way. So,
oh no shit.
Yeah. So I was like, I knew I had another one. I was like, I didn't know where it was at. Whatever. But I was cleaning up the liquor space because I was getting rid of shit to clear up some space for 2020. I did not do a good job of that because I ended up buying like four fucking bottles already in 2 days. I found another Eagle Rare.
I saw that.
Hey man. Oh, and for $48 too, by the way.
What? Wow. 48?
Yeah, 48. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Now, I will say this. It was one per customer, so I did pay a lady in the parking lot to go buy the second one for me.
But still. That's insane. CYP, what?
I gave her, I walked up to this random lady in the parking lot and I just went like, because at first I was like, I only had one, but I was like there first and nobody was in line to get any. So I was just like, how can I get a second one? And I was thinking in my head, I'm just going to pay somebody. I said, they were only $48. If I paid $100 for one bottle, that's still a steal.
Oh, you coming up for that bottle? Oh, yeah.
I saw a lady with her kid. Funny enough, we found out she was around my age or whatever and shit because she asked for my ID. And she was like, oh, 88. She was like, we're the same age. And I said, are you checking me for ID there? She was like, I just walked up to her and I just said, excuse me, miss, because I don't want to walk up to any dudes because they, you know, they might be bourbon. I was like, I don't know. I need to look for people that ain't in the know, you know. Right. That motherfucker might keep my shit or whatever stuff. So I walked up to her, I said, you want to make $50? And she was like, no. But tell me what I need to do. So it was like, because it probably did come off like it was kind of creepy, like saying, yeah, you want to make $50? Excuse me, miss, you want to make $50, whatever. I just said, so there's this bottle I just bought. I showed her the bottle, showed her the receipt. I just bought this. It's only one per customer. I said, I want a second one. I said, I will give you $50 if you go inside right now and pay me and buy me one. I said, I'll give you $50 now to buy the bottle. And then when you come out with it, I'll give you the other $50. And she was like, give me your phone number. She's like, send me a photo of the bottle or whatever. And I'll go right in there and shit. She was walking around for a little bit because she went to the liquor cab at first, but it was at the front desk and shit. And I told her it was at the front desk. And she texts me. She was like, ooh. She was like, thank God I texted you to about where it was at because I just grabbed the last one. I said, oh my God. I said, shit. I was about to be lost $50, dude.
That's crazy.
Shit. I was like, yo. So she got the last one, which was funny because I was just like, I've been here since 9 o'clock. It's 9:36 when I sent her in there. I ain't seen not a single motherfucker come out with that bottle. So the store lying and they keeping some in the back. I was like, and I saw how many cases they had. I didn't see not one motherfucker come out with that bitch. So they lying, I think, or whatever. But whatever. If they saying that's the last one, and I got the last one. So we started chatting and whatever. And she was like, yeah. She's like, if you ever need me to do that again. And I was just like, okay. And then I got the Colonel Taylor Barrel Proof for $70. was another steal right there. And then I got the $70. I mean, each $250 bottle or whatever.
You don't see that anywhere.
Yeah, and then I got the Stag for $50.
One of my favorites. Let me see some Stag.
I spent a total of $200 on four rare Buffalo Trace bottles.
That's crazy, man.
Which, by the way,
the fuck does that happen?
One of these bottles would have just been $200. So,
but I was gonna say, yeah.
Yeah, so I came up, and I got these people at Costco. Came up at Costco.
Damn.
Came up. I would have got another Stag yesterday for $450 again. They pull at Huntington Beach Costco. They pull some bullshit, though, where you go to the front and they give you the bottle or whatever. The motherfucker told me, I waited in line. They told me they had 16 left. I got there. There was about six left. Motherfucker tells me when I get in line, I saw people showing their receipt and getting in. I was like, what the fuck going on? All right, whatever. I was like, yeah, I'll take one of the Stags. And they were just like, oh, show me the receipt that you paid for it. I was like, paid for it? I was like, I don't have it, though. Give it to me and I'll go pay. He's like, no, no, no. He's like, you got to go wait in line now to pay for it and then come over here to pick it up with the receipt. And I looked at him. I said,
okay.
I said, no other location is doing that bullshit. Why are you doing that? I said, do you know how long that Costco line is, first of all? I said, you only have six left. By the time I go wait in that line or whatever, the dudes behind me are already about to get it. So it was like, I said, just give me the bottle now. I'll go get in line and pay for it there. Oh, I can't do that. I was like, whatever, dude. I'm getting the fuck out of here. That was a waste of time. So, but hey, still came up. Weller CYPBs.
Yes, you did.
I already got somebody that wants to trade one for a Four Roses limited edition.
Shit. Nice.
I told him, I said, yeah, I'm down for that trade. Hell yeah. I was like, that's a damn good trade or whatever. But it's funny. I'm glad to get the Colonel Taylor Bearproof because I just finished one. So now I had three before. Now I got, you know what? I never opened this tube. So I'm glad I did right now to check if that shit was even a barrel proof. So. Yeah, but yeah, 2026, my January's already popped up right there. Got some good shit right there. So,
damn,
and $200 too. That's not bad at all, whatever. So,
at all, my friend. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
And I got rid of a lot of shit too, but it don't look like it in this room at all. It does not look like it at all. I must have gave away two bags full of liquor. It probably had about a total of 15, 20 bottles. And it still don't look like it's a lot or whatever and shit. But anyway, though, so. Dry January month, doing cocktail. The one I'm doing today is the only mix. I am doing their new flavor, one of the new flavors that just came out, the cucumber margarita mix and mocktail. This one is with only cold pressed lime and cucumber juices, agave syrup, and sea salt. I think it's that sea salt, but that sea salt, man. I drink these. At first, I was drinking it with tequila in it, pouring a little bit of tequila, because I had it with Cabal, the Potro, at Louis Liquor. Shout out to Louis Liquor. And I looked at Eduardo when he gave me that. I just said, holy shit, that combination is perfection, dude. I said, if you was any way to make that Puro even better, is mixing it with the regular pour of this. Yeah, I was like, that might be the most refreshing margarita I ever had. That's what I love about margaritas. When they're done really well, they're so refreshing. They're just, it's almost like getting your beard shaved off, whatever, and that air just hits you real quick. And you just feel that breeze coming through the hair. And then you're like, oh, that feels so good. That's what it feels like drinking a good margarita.
Fresh.
Yeah, it just feels like it feels like it cleans you out somehow. Mm-hmm. Whatever. It's like, oh, it's like a cleansing shit. I just been drinking these now just straight as like regular juice. I stick a fucking ice cube in that bitch or whatever. And I just been pouring it, drinking it like that. I thought this one was my favorite one. But the other new one, the Paloma, I believe, is what it's called. That one is so fucking good. He was trying to give me mimosa ideas of how to make it. I was like, dude, I'm drinking this straight, dude. It tastes like a mimosa already. Like, I was like, it already tastes like it without even being any alcohol in it. What's the juice percentage of this? Combine one part liquor. No, I don't know. But you get these bottles, a few bottle shops now. Louis Liquor, Cork, Mission, I know has it. Ton of other stores. You can get them for like $13 or whatever. 67% juices in there. Okay. Sodium is only 5%. You know, sugars is 15 grams. It's kind of high. I prefer my sugars under 10 grams these days or whatever and stuff. But yeah, whatever. And like I said, the ingredients on this is cucumber juice, lime juice, organic agave syrup, water, and sea salt. And you know what? One thing I can say about this, Cody, made right here in Los Angeles, California. So therefore,
homegrown.
Homegrown. You know what? We talked a lot of shit about the LA Whiskey Company and what's another shitty fucking company in what the fuck is that? I already forgot the name of that company in Long Beach now. What was it called?
Oh, Rabbit Hole?
Yeah.
Oh, Willie's. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Brand,
yeah,
Rabbit Hole, Jack Rabbit, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We just did this shit and I already forgot it.
Yeah, yeah, good old Willie. Willie from Long Beach, yes.
Big Willie, you know, big Willie style. I'm trying to avoid Big Willie now, you know. So we have a lot of shitty companies out here, as you can see.
Yes.
But for every Big Willie style and LA Whiskey Club, we have a Nosotros. We have an Only Mix, you know.
Yep.
Homegrown here, LA. Like I said, very proud of that because this is one of the finest margarita mixes I've ever had, and the finest I've ever sipped on. And I was sipping this as we was talking. I was like feeling so loved, man.
Mm. I'm just happy LA can get another liquid right other than craft beer. That makes me very happy. Yeah, there's something else at least.
Yeah. You find something. You find out Milagros was made here.
That wouldn't shock me.
Shock me neither, or whatever.
That would not shock me.
Now, I'm still skeptical that Nosotros is made here. I'm like, I don't know about that. I don't know about
this. This is way too good. You sure this shit is made with our water? I don't know. I don't know.
Something must be different about that El Segundo
water.
It's not like that Long Beach water that Big Willie uses, you know?
Yeah, whatever.
Probably why that water always contaminated. So,
I was about to say, you get that shit from under his household and all that. Like, bro.
Getting that from his tombstone and shit, dude. Yeah,
really special.
That big, man. Right off the way, you could taste that agave syrup on there. It's not too sugary, though. That's what I love about it. That sea salt kicks in with the cucumber. The cucumber is the first thing you get off the bat right there. But it's so refreshing. It's so relaxing. It's really good. I sit in the – well, not now. It's been raining for like fucking – since me and Cody stopped recording, to be honest. Like,
you ain't lying.
Yeah, ever since we haven't done a show or whatever, it's just been raining all every fucking day or something like that. It was one weird-ass day where the sun was bright as fuck or whatever, and it just started pouring down rain. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that happens. We have a little bit of schizophrenia going on here, which mm-hmm. makes sense in our city.
Yeah. So. Checks out with L.A., so.
Yeah. That actually does check out, so yeah.
Yep.
It's like, how dare you home Bakersfield, bitch? Take this rain now. All five of you that listen from Bakersfield, yeah. Even they don't want to be there. They like, he ain't lying. I don't want to be here.
Take this shit back across the grapevine. I don't want this. The fuck?
They could tell you, we're going to give you a home on Bakersfield. You'd be like, I don't want that shit.
I'm going to do there. That. What's the point of that?
I'm going to rent that mother. Why would I want that? Like that. What? Unless that's where Terrence lived, Terrence J lived in that movie, where his house was just looking over the fucking hills of LA. They, you know what? That'd be one of those movies where they'd say, oh, he lives in Bakersfield. You see that? How you'd be like, well, it ain't no fucking Bakersfield. Oh,
goddamn Bakersfield.
No, good and goddamn well, there ain't no fucking Bakersfield. Dude, I'm telling you though, man, I think K&L now has it too. I just saw it on their website as well.
Oh, shit. Nice.
Yeah, he told me that it's really hard to get it at the bigger stores like the BevMo and Total Wine and shit. I said, trust me, you ain't missing shit anyway.
I'm about to say, no. And it does make sense. I don't see anything like that being at those stores anyway. So,
not to mention, I hate to say this, but I don't even hate to say this. Me and Cody go to Total Wine. Well, I don't go at all anymore, realistically. And if I do, it's mainly twice a year now, which is crazy for me because I was going like damn near a month. That type of juice and shit like that, that'd get overlooked there. Totally overlooked. Yeah. Like
it's not commercialized enough.
No, the main key points in Total Wine or whatever is fucking tequila, whiskey, and beer. That's it. Anything else you selling out of there, I mean, every now and then you'll get a person go down the cognac aisle or maybe they'll look at the mezcal or mm-hmm. they'll look at the cigar rooms always is fucking in. I've never seen anybody go in those motherfuckers or whatever and shit. Which is fine because I think their cigar thing is the best lineup they got in that motherfucker. It's like, yeah, a nice little range of cigars. You wanted to get something really quick and shit.
In theory, it should work out at BevMo because I know people go to that BevMo a lot for like mixers and things of that nature.
That's true.
But but you know, BevMo ain't pushing shit out like this. This quality, they don't give a fuck.
It's 7-Eleven.
They don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
High price 7-Eleven and shit. So, yep. But yeah, it's all. Total One, I told him, I said, I wouldn't even try for that. I feel like, because I don't know if Cody does, but excuse me, I usually get my cocktails from a can out of there. Usually from 7-Eleven, I mean, not 7-Eleven, Total Wine, whatever, when we would do
these. Yeah, Total Wine for the most part. And then there's this other, this is Wine Bar, actually. Wine Bar slash Shut down the street from me, Stanley's, mm-hmm. Near downtown Culver City.
Yeah.
I saw either get it from there or Total Wine. Those are like my go-to spots.
I don't know if Cody knows this. I'm sure he does, obviously. That aisle is always empty, too. So, don't nobody really, and them shelves be full.
No, there's no market for that there.
Yeah, so there really isn't no market for that to be there. And now you talking about, and those got alcohol in it. This is a non-alcoholic one, so you really ain't getting nobody to buy it. I think the way he's doing it at the bottle shops work perfectly. Because
I think so, yeah, because people are actually going to appreciate that.
Yeah, because like the bottle shops, like if you go in there to pick up some tequila and you see this, be like, oh, I want to make some margarita, big jug. You're like, oh, we'll go to the side over there. You'll see the mix and stuff. I don't think anybody's going in there to buy shit like this. They're buying that already established margarita mix at Total Wine. Yeah,
pre-mixed shit. That, like, what is I'm that? Sure this is like, I'm assuming this is small batch, right?
Yeah, it's a 1800. They make the fucking margarita one or whatever. They got that big jug shit or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Nasty. People buying that.
Thinking about it makes me want a fucking gag. Oh, God.
And you see it right, and it's not in the fridge. It's right on the tequila aisle. You see it right on the tequila aisle. It's
right there, right next to the tequila aisle.
So, yep. Yeah. So,
fucking disgusting.
No one's going to the refrigerators of Total Wine to buy this, but the bottle shop, perfectly, whatever shit. And he's been hustling his out. I think he sells it now to also like a nightclub and stuff like that, too.
Really?
Fantastic, or whatever and stuff. Like a little business shit like cool. that. I've seen him go to some rooftop spots in LA and do like little get togethers there and also slang it there as well. So they're just pouring it there as well. So I'm like, all right, get some cocktails made over there and shit. And especially if you non alcoholic, you're just there to have a good time with friends, or whatever and shit.
Right.
Get it right on the rocks. Perfect. Like, I'm gonna pour that down.
And should I even be a better base for the actual cocktails do make there, like a margarita. Before they deuce itself.
That's the only thing they should fucking make it with because
yeah.
It's the only one I know that's, I wouldn't say mainstream, but mainstream enough in our world to where I would only want this in my margarita because half the shit they put in there, dude, is bullshit. Because it probably is that 1800 mix.
Oh, yeah. Guaranteed. 9 times out of 10, it's that fucking bullshit.
That jug is about the size of this goddamn Colonel Taylor tube.
Actually, it might be bigger.
Yeah. I think it is. It's
bigger, actually.
You don't think these rooftop spots in L.A. ain't buying that to save some money? Yeah, they buying that.
I ain't want to know the nutritional facts in that shit either.
You know they put all kind of bullshit in there.
Yeah, that agave syrup? Yeah, that shit's artificial agave syrup. At least this one's real shit.
You know? Right.
You're going to put syrup in my shit. Make sure at least it's authentic.
Yeah, make sure it's natural. You know what I mean?
Yeah, don't put that artificial shit. Yeah. God, I don't know how they got that color in them 1800 bottles. They be always having
I'm saying. Yeah, shit like neon, really like a highlighter.
Don't they got like a raspberry one too? And it's like bright.
Oh, God. I think they do. That's like, oh, God. That sounds terrible. That sounds so bad. Oh, no.
Yeah, they got them on a K&L. Funny enough, only at Culver City too.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit. You know what, man? I might have to do a different one next week then. I might have to pick that up. I have to get one of those. I might do one of those next week.
So yeah, they have the new flavors, which one I'm drinking on, a little bit higher than normal at other stores, whatever. $15.99 at those two stores. And then the regular one's $14.99. 32 ounces. Like I said, I sip these. You can see Cody, I sip this like as a daily drink and shit like that. And I mean, you know, I'm pouring it like that. Absolutely love it. Because I was planning on also doing these other ones for the next weeks as well, too. Shit, so let me know which one you do next week, and I'll join you on that. Because,
it might be an only mixed month, man. I might be what this turns into. I'm thinking about just fucking.
It's the best mix you could get your hands on, whatever and shit. I usually think I like that original one better than the new flavors came out. And this cucumber, I tried that one first. I tried to finish the whole thing first before I opened up the Paloma, which I did. Opened up the Paloma. Didn't think I would like it that much. Because he told me that one is a little different and weird. I ended up liking that one the most. That one was so fucking good. It tastes like a fucking mimosa, dude, without liquor in it. I was just like, I was like, this is really good. So, it's a no-brainer for me. This is a refreshing drink. I sip on it like a regular sip of juice. I've kind of cut back on – actually, I ain't kind of. I've really cut back on, like, cranberry juice and stuff like that, whatever and stuff, all the high-sugar drinks, juices I was drinking before. Mm-hmm. This has been kind of my go-to, that and my pressed juices that I usually drink and shit. If I have to go like something a little bit more on the sugar side, I usually go to these then or whatever, because these are my press juices. Usually their sugar is only like 6-5% or whatever and shit. This one's at 15%, I think. With the, I kind of know how much the regular one is. Probably a little bit less. I assume this one has more just because of the cucumber or agave syrup shit or whatever and stuff. But this is refreshing as hell. I love this drink, dude. Funny enough, me and the owner did a video, and he sent it to me, and he got in my DMs, and we started messaging each other. He's like, yo, we knew each other before I made this? And we were just hitting each other up. I was like, holy shit, we've chatted before.
That's crazy. It was
funny as shit, because we were talking liquor and shit, and I was just like, oh, Lord. I was like, man, so the liquor industry is really small when you know a lot of people in it. And I think he has, like, one of the best fucking I love this. Okay, it has a little description on a K&L. It says the only three ingredients are cold pressed lime juice, organic agave syrup, dissolved sea salt, made right here in California, headquartered in Los Angeles. The lime juice, that's what I'm talking about right there. Probably one of the best non-alcoholic juices you can get out here in California, baby. He's like, bold citrusy lime fur is good, so it can be consumed as a limeade or mocktail. He's got 5 bottles at Culver City. Yeah, okay. How many of the Palomas he got? Because I ran out of those. He got 4. Yeah, I need to go get one. I might go pick one up today, actually, because I got to make a stop off at a little store and shit. But, yeah, dude, I'm giving this a last drop, man. I don't really know what I can say about it. I love how really well-balanced the juice is. Like I said, it tastes refreshing. You get all the flavors they say. I get the cucumber. I get the lime juice. Got that little sea salt going on in there. The agave kind of sticks out as well, too. And dude, I'm sipping this as if like it's a morning routine of coffee or something like that. Yeah, this is really good, refreshing. I love it. I'm giving this a last drop. This is spoiler alert. I might give all 3 a last drop, to be honest. So
I believe my friend. I think you start off the year better than that.
Oh. Yeah, because normally I don't give these cocktails. I'm never giving a cocktail on can last drop. So. Hey. So now to go non-alcoholic on it and give it a last drop. And I can prove it's a last drop because I bought like at least a total of 7 of these bottles now already, the way I've been drinking them. So this is number 7, so there's probably about 8 more. So
yeah, I think it's probably just going to be an only mixed month. Fuck it, yeah, I'm convinced.
Yeah, probably. It's only three bottles. I think it's like 2 weeks. Like, so, yeah. Primary month. It's a primary, though.
Definitely eyeballing. I'll probably do that Paloma one next week.
So next week. That's it right there, people. We'll be doing probably do the Paloma then, as Cody says. So yeah, because that's the only one I don't have a bottle of right now. I got to go restock my cucumber one too as well. I'm trying to find the days of which ones I want to do. Usually, as far not on the show, just drink them regularly like I do. But I don't know why I'm drinking out of the bottle because I have it in the glass still. But either way, it's still delicious. I don't know which ones I would drink in order, to be honest. They all have their unique deliciousness, too. But funny enough, I'm just going off memory right now. I think the cucumber was my least favorite.
Really?
Yeah. I thought it was my favorite when I first sipped it. And then I had that Paloma, and I was like,
interesting.
Okay. I was like, Paloma just hits differently. And then I went back to the original one, and I was just like, man, that shit's still so good. It's even greater to have these two. Like I said, if you have that Puro Potro, I killed that Puro Potro because of this. It just goes well together. I don't know what it is. I've been using Lalo lately to pour it in there. Lalo, it works just as good too. I actually probably want to do a high proof Blanco on that just to see what it does as well. I'll check that out. I was thinking of doing the Lalo high proof on that or whatever and shit. But right now, I've just been doing the regular Lalo release, though. So, yeah, that's the show, people. That's the thoughts there. The only mix, first ever dry
mix.
Only mix repping it hard here in LA.
More from them coming weeks.
Just like Big Willie style, they're repping it hard out here, you know. Big Willie style in LA Whiskey Club, you know. Cody's favorite whiskey.
Yep. All the time. the best of the best.
Yeah. The best of the best liquor. Because I think they make more than just whiskey there, if I'm not mistaken. So I don't know.
I guess so, huh?
They made a rum.
I recall that. I think they did make
it. It was a rum, right? Yeah.
I don't want any parts of me, any fucking liquor. pushing up there. I'm good. I'm a okay.
Didn't they try to sell me a barrel or some shit like that?
I do. Yes,
okay, that's
I
remember what it was. That. Yeah, I was just like, oh, that's cool.
Barrel. Yeah.
At first, I was like, oh, that's cool. Then they wanted me to pay, but I was like, how would I do that? Yeah. I was like,
what?
Yeah, what? Man, turning the
you a fucking Buffalo Trace antique barrel or some shit like that.
Yeah, dude, yeah. I turned into Darth Vader for a moment there. I was like, what? I was like, oh no, I ain't doing that. No, no, no. So we're gonna get out of here, people. We'll be back next week for another edition of our Dry January mocktail month, then, if you will. New Year, same old bullshit. That's how we do it. There you go.
That's the last drop way.
New Year, same bullshit.
Yeah. Year, same old shit.
But this year, too, people, we're probably not going to do too many specialty months. We're probably just going to do the Anejo, an extra Anejo, because we talked about it so much last year. And that Anejo one's going to be a weird one because we might not like that month as much.
We made a rule. It's likely, but who knows? I may be surprised.
We made a rule. We're only doing regular Anejo. No extra special barrel aid.
Oh, that's right. None of that.
No, no six right. barrel shit, Cody.
Straight lace.
Straight lace.
By the book, by the number.
Regular ass Anejo. Anejo. Yeah. Just that's regular right. Anejo. Yeah. We stuck that rule on there and we're going to. Don't see to it, I guess.
Yeah, for better or worse. We'll see how these results pan out.
Yeah, there's only one I'm looking forward to, and that's more of that, I guess, trying more of the Lost Lore regular Anejo. I have not tried their regular lineup, so everything I've tried for them has been specialty shits or release.
That's right.
So,
likewise.
So, regular Anejo there. I was thinking, I think that Wild Common, I was thinking of doing that one, but that new one that came out. But then I realized that one was aged in Weller barrel, so.
Yeah, that's not really.
No.
A base Anejo.
Not fair. No.
That's no. Not really, no. I wouldn't say it was. No.
Nope. And then that pissed me off because I was like, God damn it. I might actually have to go buy these fucking Anejos, too. Luckily for some, like Arte Nam, they make that in smaller bottles. 375 milliliters bottles. Yeah. So, easily.
If only all distilleries could do that, but let's just ask too much.
I do like that has been a trend this past week, though. I've been seeing a lot of videos pop up of like, do you want companies to start making smaller men? And it's like, yeah, and yes.
Yes. Yes. God damn it.
Yes. Because I don't know if Cody knows this, but the liquor industry has been taking a hit. Not too many people are drinking as much these days, and it's not making.
That's true. I've seen that report pop up a lot. People aren't drinking as much these days.
Especially in the whiskey community, those prices have been dropping. Like the Colonel Taylor Barrel Proof, man, these things used to go for like $400 or $500, whatever. I've seen one recently even for $120. They've been dropping like
crazy. Wow.
Yeah.
Really? Holy
shit. And even finding out that MSRP is $70 when I bought this one, I was just like, I've been overpaying for this shit then. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I saw for $120 like 2 weeks ago, I think, or whatever. 120.
That's crazy.
The lowest one after that I saw was 160, which I would still pay that because Colonel Taylor Barrel Proof.
Well, that's incredible. Fucking $400 or $500. Yeah, you goddamn right.
I pay that hardly. So yeah. I have been seeing the prices drop on some shit, except for I did see some Coscone shit go up again. I was just like, Jesus Christ, dude, you guys ain't gonna learn. But I have seen some prices drop on some bottles or whatever. So I don't know how that trend's going to continue. We'll see. I know a lot of people that are just selling off their shit realistically, which I'm going to talk to Cody with afterwards because I got a guy that we talked about, whatever. He sent me a list.
Okay. Perfect.
And then, but yeah, but we'll see what the industry looks like this year. I know that additive tequila took an 8% hit. I don't know how bad the tequila industry did. I know it did take a hit, but I don't know how bad it did. I know the bourbon stuff has been dropping as well too, because as we said, just people don't want to pay that shit no more. It's like I'm not doing that or whatever, and I'm not doing your bundles. I'm not buying six bottles of bourbon. I'll do a bundle with this shit. Give me that all day, man. You told me like three bottles of it,
and they bundled that shit with like a tequila bottle. Oh my god,
yeah,
say less.
Put something good in it.
Say less.
And it did get me thinking, too, of like why Coscone's wasn't in a lot of top 10 lists last year and shit. And I was just like, it's those prices. We talked about it on our Best Of show. That shit really hurt that fucking brand or whatever and stuff. Yeah. Those prices ran people away. Because remember, your first introduction is like looking at it like, oh, it's really good, but I ain't paying $200 for that.
Yeah,
like,
$219. For, wow. That's kind of steep shit.
I actually did see that extra Anejo go up again. I was like,
are you serious?
It went up. Yeah. Yeah, because you said, I think it was like 200, right? Just regular for prices. It was
219,
like you just said somewhere. Yeah. And I saw it at 219 at another store as well, too. And I was just like, looking, I was like, that go up? I was like, that ain't the way to go, bro. Especially if you're not putting me in a nice decanter or nothing like that. I mean, it's a regular decanter and shit like that. Ain't so. No way. Oh, and it's funny too because I keep seeing the jungle juice everywhere now. It's just everywhere, and I'm just like, that's supposed to be a limited release, you know. Mm-hmm. And Cos Cones is the one brand I've noticed, other than Bourbon County, but one brand I noticed with their limited releases where the shit is still on shelves. I still see that
super Rosa, limited, still super duper that, limited. Apparently,
I still see that Rosa Reposado. I still see that Rosa Blanco. I still see that fucking jungle juice, whatever. And remember, me and Cody was rushing pre-ordering this shit thing. You know, mm-hmm. I was gonna run out right away. And we thought it ran out right away there and then or whatever. But then I told Cody, I was like, I went to Yo Total Wine. I saw it sitting on shelves there. I was
still
like,
in the wild, apparently.
Yeah, so like, you got to drop these fucking prices. Like, I feel like for Cos Cones, though, different compared to the other brands or whatever, they've already hurt themselves and shot themselves in the foot because there's so many other great tequila brands that are competing right now.
Yes, much more affordable.
Yeah, whereas in whiskey, I feel like people will always come back to because the big brands, whatever and stuff, the Michters, the Buffalo, whatever it may be. But I feel like with tequila, it is so oversaturated right now. I don't know if people would come back to that even if you did drop your prices.
No, that's a valid point, man. Because
it is very saturated right now. There's a lot happening in tequila game.
I mean, you've seen my end of the year tequila post I did, right? I had a lot of tequila.
Lots.
I noticed I don't have a lot of nothing because there's still a lot more. I was just like, Jesus Christ. I remember Blue One and Spirits, they hit me up. They was like, they just tried this pick and this right here and this. And I just said, I don't have any of that.
No, you can't keep up.
I was like,
there's so much out there, man. It's insane. It's almost overwhelming.
It kind of is.
Tequila
market is weird. It is very oversaturated like a motherfucker. Definitely a hard industry to get into. So if you get into the tequila industry and you succeed, kudos to you, whatever.
Hell yeah, kudos to you.
I think what Cos Cones is they're going to have to keep doing the... First of all, they need to drop the prices, keep dropping the prices. And then second, that Blanco, honestly, they should drop that shit to $50.
$50. Preaching to the choir, man.
that jungle juice, drop that shit to $79.
Yeah, shit, yep.
Drop like that $80,
I think that's like a perfect price point for that.
$79, dude? Go get me two of those.
I think that is fair.
One on that price. Like, nah, I ain't feeling that or whatever. Yeah. You got four different Blancos. They have two high proofs and two, the 7, 9, and 10, which is the 10 is the steel strength one or whatever. And then you got the jungle juice. And they're all in the $89, $90 to $100 range.
Yep. Those should be like 60. Like you said, base should be 50 and like the 7, 10, whatever the fuck. Those should be like 60 ish or whatever. And
exactly.
Then the jungle juice, 70.
Jungle juice and the number 10 steel strength.
Perfect.
$79 right there. Bam.
Perfect. Fucking perfect.
You drop those prices, and you have to do every fucking event you can to get goodwill with the brand and branding and stuff, whatever. But you gotta let them know those prices drop because there's no fucking way I should be paying almost $110 for. And it's great too. It's top 10 of the year, or whatever and shit. But man,
I love that bottle.
Yeah,
I love that fucking bottle. But damn,
top 10 of the year. But $110 that refuses me for going forward, especially when the market is so oversaturated. I want to try other ones. I think 2026 we're gonna see even more high proof shit come. So
I believe so.
Mm. With that said, though, people, we're gonna get out of here now. We done. Yeah, this shit is, even when the ice melts in this motherfucker, it's still good.
That good shit.
So good. That is a perfect breakfast drink, by the way. I just want to put that out there. Drink with some breakfast.
Okay.
Get some fruit. Some sausage, some turkey bacon, some whatever your choice is, waffle, pancakes, or French toast, whatever. And just have at it with this, man. That is so good. So fucking good or whatever. But excited to see what this year brings. We'll see. Here on the show is always going to be fun or whatever. But I'm curious to watch the market of of if tequila fizzles out a little bit or
I'm curious, especially since we're more knowledgeable about how these trends kind of operate, especially since what happened to bourbon. It's gonna be fun seeing how that pans out.
Yeah, I will say the one thing tequila probably has over bourbon right now is the prices aren't as fluctuated like bourbon. Right. And I think too is there's probably way more better brands out there to try than there is in bourbon. So it might take a little longer, but I'm curious to see if we'll start seeing that shift this year. People not buying as much. We'll see, because look, I'm not trying to buy as much, to be honest. Like, I'm not trying to fucking buy as much. I want 375 milliliter bottles or 100 milliliter bottles. God damn it. I don't want full size fucking bottles no more. Shit. Because my one problem I always run into is I'm trying to keep up and buying the stuff that is dropping, whatever. And it's just so much shit. I will say,
a lot of shit.
At least in the bourbon stuff, it's not as, I don't want to say it's not as oversaturated. It definitely isn't. So you can kind of take your time with it. Tequila, it's like, nah. This is a whole lot of shit coming out, dude. I just saw this new bottle with like a dog shape or whatever and shit. Some people said that was their whiskey, tequila of the year. I was like, God damn, dude. I was like, shit.
Can't keep up, man.
It's
possible.
There was an interviewer, Mr. Suave. I love this dude. Whatever. He went around to an event and he just asked me, what's their favorite tequila of the year? None of them were on our list. I was like, God damn, is it that much? I was like, is that much fucking tequila out there? I was like, shit.
It's a lot of tequila, man. So much tequila.
Like, I haven't tried any of those, dude.
Which makes it actually, I'm thinking back to those, some of the events we went to in the past couple of years when people show up with some bullshit.
It's like, it makes it even more glaring. Like, this is all this good shit out there, and you're going to bring that? The fuck out of here. No excuse. Yeah. Egregious.
Yeah. So looking forward to this year. Let's get out of here now, Cody. I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.
I don't have a glass. Oh, yeah. Oh shit. Hold on.
Artificial ting.
Yeah. Hold on.
Speaking of artificial.
Let me do that one more time. There we go.
There you go. Yeah. All is right now.
Yeah, all is right now. Now I can end the show.